Last time on Left Behind.
Tell me what you want to hit the street.
Are you Samuel Hansen?
No!
It's twice today you've saved my life.
1,260 days since the treaty. We had already decided on a pageant. Now we know precisely when to stage it.
What? No, Trudy!
What?
Trudy, no!
Based on Assassins, the sixth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 70 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
This is good here. I believe we are alone.
That ankle still tender?
The earthquake left its mark. All things considered, though, it is not a high medical priority.
What's with the metal block?
Captain Steele, this is ingenious. Unless you know the trick, you cannot open it. Here, try.
Open it. I don't see any seams.
Open it.
Really?
Try.
There's no way.
You put your left thumb here, and your middle finger on the back. You do the opposite with the other hand, then push gently with your thumbs, and you will feel a slight disengagement. See? And then you slide your thumbs along the edge, grip tightly, and pull. Hmm. You see how easily it opens?
Huh.
Again, you would try, Captain.
All right. Thumbs here.
Yes.
Pressure. Oh, amazing. Ah. Huh. And here, nestled inside, we find the business end of the deal. Is it loaded?
I was taught there's no such thing as an unloaded gun.
Yeah, okay. But if I aimed and shot...
Would a bullet be fired? Yes.
Got anything I could use for target practice?
Aim at the rock for now. It takes getting used to.
Hmm. Well, I was a fair marksman in the military, but that was years ago.
Well, only years, not decades.
Cute, insulted by my fence.
Get to know the weapon.
Excellent balance.
It is semi-automatic. You have to pull the trigger for each shot, but it will fire off a round as soon as you can pull the trigger. Also, it is probably the loudest handgun made, so I recommend something in the ears.
Oh. I don't see a safety.
There is no safety, Captain.
Huh?
The idea is that you do not produce it unless you intend to shoot it.
I see.
If you shoot a person from within 200 feet, you will kill him. Provided you are at least 10 feet away, the soft hollow point shell would then be roughly an inch and a half in diameter.
Ooh, the bullet spreads into a spinning disc?
Exactly.
Designed by someone with a score to settle, no doubt.
During the testing of this weapon, a technician was accidentally shot just above the knee from approximately 20 feet away. His leg was effectively amputated.
Very nice mental picture, thank you.
I guarantee you, Captain, if you ever do use it on someone, you will not have to use it twice.
Yeah, I'm starting to pick up on that.
I believe your expression is, take it for a spin?
I'll be with the sales pitch you've been throwing at me. I'm surprised you don't have a human out here for me to shoot.
Perhaps next time.
I'll bet. All right. Let's see here.
You really should at least put something in that right ear.
Yeah. Wish I could cock it just for timing. Feels like the gun's ready, and I'm not.
I'm not hearing you. I'm afraid you'll shoot when I take my hands from my ears.
Oh, man, that's a big one. It's like firing a cannon.
Look.
What'd I hit?
You hit that tree.
What? I gotta see this.
About 8 feet up, see?
There's a hole right. Gout!
It appears I may have overlooked tree trimming as a possible use for their weapon. This time, plant your back foot, take the recoil in your legs, and concentrate.
Yeah. This time I plug both ears.
A very good idea.
Oh, that was better.
Very good, Captain.
So who makes this thing, anyway? No manufacturer name. What do you call it?
Those who know the weapon have nicknamed it the Saber.
The Saber. Why is that?
It fits in the sheath similar to a sword. Come, we should return.
Well, needless to say, I don't carry that kind of cash.
I have received it on consignment. Can you get the money to me in 2 weeks?
It'll come from Mac.
Good enough. I have no problem with extending the balance.
What's the matter?
GC at the cafe.
Get a little closer.
Captain, I do not believe
get
that...
Get closer.
I am afraid I see Portis.
No. Do it. Judy, no.
You can do nothing for them.
I have to try.
Captain, let them go. They are dead, and you must not reveal yourself to your enemies or you will join them.
But...
Hey. Give me your phone.
No!
Said, I want you to declare a code 14 on the airport. Yes, a code 14. Yes, plus there is some police activity. Indeed, for the entire airport. How many flights are scheduled this evening? Fine. Do as I say. Thank you. My friend, listen carefully. You know whoever killed your friends is after you. They will most certainly be waiting at the airport, and there will likely be a fight or two in the air somewhere. Are you able to fly their plane?
Yeah.
I told my man that to announce that due to the approaching windstorms, the airport will be shut down. He will give people 10 minutes to leave before turning off the runway lights. The airport is busier than normal, but it will be dark by the time we get there, and if Allah is merciful, empty. I will let you out before I enter the tower. Stay in the darkness until you reach the plane. When I hear your engines, I will light the runway for you.
Elby. This will come back on you. You're risking your life.
My risk is minimal in comparison. The fence ends there. You can go around the airfield and get to the plane. Wait. You might need an extra round or two.
I
know. Now go, my friend.
Rayford Steel! Halt! GC Peacekeeper!
No!
You're under arrest! Stop or I'll shoot!
Don't make me shoot you! Oh, God, don't let him die! I really didn't want to kill him. Okay. Oh, so much for the pre-flight. Sure hope these mills don't mind being punched from a cold start. Whoa. No nav lights, no beacons. Come on. All right, come on. Millions of bucks and the computer still take forever to boot. Come on. Can't wait.
Praise Allah for the sun that lights our path. Over.
Sorry, Lord. I sure hope I get a chance to straighten out. I'll be on... Lights! Oh, thank you, my friend. I'm now a sitting duck. How's the neighborhood? Over.
Not so good. Two neighbors 6 miles in closing. Very fast.
Roger that. All right. Let's see what she can do.
The majority of remaining details are minor at best. Media distribution, sponsors, transportation of mementos, that sort of thing. I am pleased to say that the major elements have all been covered.
Very good, Leon.
We have confirmation from all 10 of the regional potentates.
And I assume that your use of the word confirmation includes a consensus regarding the Supreme Pontiff?
Indeed, sir. We have an elaborate ruse planned.
Excellent. Perhaps even I will find the gala entertaining as a result.
We would be pleased if you did, Your Excellency.
Now, about Ben Judah and deal.
Sir, it's been 3 months since the last contact. Unfortunately, we have not been able to locate the aircraft or any witnesses.
Oh, we had him in our grasp, Leon.
Yes, sir.
We had fighter aircraft seconds away.
We did, sir. They reported no sightings despite the call from the troops on the ground.
And what of accomplices? Someone turned the lights on.
Our best guess is that that was done remotely. Our forces dismantled the tower and found no one.
These insolent rebels must be broken.
We do still have the girl.
Oh, yes, yes, the girl. Well, I have an idea of what to do with her.
And what is that, sir?
In a moment. Yeah, listen to this. I found it this morning.
I have been invited to attend next month's gala as an international statesman. All has been forgiven. Our security is guaranteed. Well, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I shall not attend. An earthquake is prophesied that will wipe out a tenth of that city. I do not fear for my own well-being, but I do not choose to witness an event in which Satan himself will make his presence.
See, I had no idea we have invited Satan. But tell me, Leon, has he responded?
Who would miss this party, potentate? Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Leon, there are some who will miss this party. How sad, really. I would like to see his face when his dear friends, the two old preachers, meet their match. Me.
Thanks for letting me stop by, Bo.
What do you want?
Look, I know we've had our differences, and I know you felt kind of railroaded by the way Ray
got you. Knock off the song and dance. Just get to the point, will you?
It's about your brother.
Yeah, what about him?
Sam's dead, Bo.
What?
I'm sorry, man.
You're right. You and that steel guy are just trying to mess with my head again.
Bo, listen.
No, I got a note from Sammy. Said he was someplace in France and
That note was forged by the GC. They're the ones messing with your head.
What?
It's true, man.
But it looked like the GC wrote it? The
whole thing's messed up.
But what about the...
Bo, Sam's dead. It stinks being the one to lay it on you, but you deserve to know the truth.
You're not messing with me, are you?
No.
Oh, why'd I let him do it? Why'd I let it take her?
It's okay.
No, no, it's not. If you're telling me the truth, I sold him, man. I sold my own brother for money.
Bo, you didn't. He made the choice to go. The plan just didn't work.
Oh, I let her convince me. I shouldn't have never trusted that. Okay, so what happened to Hattie?
The best we can tell, she's in a GC lockup in Belgium.
So she gets to live? She's causing all this and she's alive? That's not fair, man.
I know, and I'm sorry. Bo, you know where I stand about God. We've talked before, you know? I think he can help you.
Nobody can help me.
Listen, at least let me pray for you. You don't have to do anything. I just want to pray. All right. Father, you know the pain Bo's going through right now. I'm praying that you would use this whole mess to open his eyes about you. Show him the peace that only you can offer him. Help him to see how much you love so much of yourself.
He let you pray with him?
Well, he didn't try to stop me. At the time, I thought it was a huge step, but...
What? T, you asked to see me. Now, something must have happened that was important
Bo
enough for you.
Bo killed himself last night, Ray.
What?
From what they told me, he drank himself sick at a bar, pulled out a gun, started waving it around, cursed Carpathia, cursed God, put the gun to his head, and pulled the trigger.
Oh, no.
I got called to ID the body.
You know, I might as well have pulled the trigger myself.
Now, hang on, Ray. You're doing the same thing Bo did. You can't blame yourself for everything that happens.
Yeah? Well, who do I blame? Who do I blame?
Today, we are pleased to welcome to His Excellency's cabinet of esteemed regional potentates, the Honorable Mr. Enoch Litwala. This great leader and renowned pacifist was overlooked during the initial search for a regional potentate of the United States of Africa. And that will go in the embarrassment file of the history of the global community. We may have come to him late, but we found him, did we not? His Excellency sends his heartfelt greetings, and it is my singular pleasure on his behalf to personally invite your new potentate to Jerusalem for the Global Gala.
I am growing tired of hearing the same speech in every city.
He wouldn't if you were out there getting the size mob to eat out of your hand every day. New city, new mob.
You would think, out of all these people, someone would demand the truth.
Yeah, they don't want the truth, Ab. They just want to get rid of the prophets of doom and have Nikolai be their sugar daddy.
Hmm. Can Carpathia really kill the witnesses?
Based on what we've seen so far, no. But when God's time comes, that's a different story.
Huh. So, what have you learned from listening to the Leon show?
Yes, conversations with kings. He's got it down. First, he listens to him ramble like he's running for office. Then, Leon subtly lights the Enigma Babylon fuse. Hang on a second. This is Mac.
Captain McCullum, can you talk?
I can. Is this the rabbi?
Indeed.
Ah, rabbi, thank you for taking the time to call back.
My friend, I am so grateful for all the inside information you have sent us. Leah said you called. What can I do for you?
Well, it's kind of a dial-a-theologian question, if that's okay. It has security implications as well.
Please, go right ahead.
Every king Leon visits is on board with his anti-Peter thing.
Uh-huh.
Now, are they just blowing smoke with Fortunato, or are they for real?
Excellent question. I have not dealt with it in my messages because it would likely be too revealing, exposing you, my friend.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
I asked for the 10 kings and their willingness to conspire. This is biblical.
It is.
I have the passage Revelation 17. And the 10 horns which you saw on the beast, and these are the kings.
Right.
These will hate the harlot, which I believe to be the false religion represented now by Peter the Second.
Right.
Make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Get this, Captain. Anyone who thinks about this, even briefly, sees that the kings are all egomaniacs who agree on very little, not even on Carpathia.
Right.
So why are they agreeing on this?
Uh-huh.
The next verse. Listen. God has put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose, to be of one mind, and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled.
Wow.
It is amazing to witness the fulfillment of prophecy, is it not?
It sure is.
If His Excellency could agree to these requests, it would benefit not only Kenya, but all of the African continent.
Yes, I see. Well, I will speak with His Excellency soon and bring these items up with him.
Hmm? Very good.
There is one issue His Excellency has asked I raise with you. A most delicate situation.
Yes?
Are you aware of any, shall we say, hesitation on the part of the other regional potentates concerning the visibility of Peter II?
I don't know or care what my colleagues think, but I will speak my own heart. I despise the man. He is egotistical, legalistic, self-possessed. I do not find him loyal to His Excellency, the potentate.
Indeed.
It is true. As soon as he heard I was being considered for this post, he tried to gain my support for his playing a larger role in world government. It is quite apparent he wants control.
And you...
I said nothing. I believe he possesses too much influence now. Why would I desire him to have more?
You must have said something.
I informed him that I would study his proposals and, should I be chosen for this position, would consult other regional potentates about their views. That seemed to please him.
Do you agree he is potentially a danger to the harmony of the global community leadership?
Not potentially, Supreme Commander. He is a bona fide danger at this very moment.
His Excellency's question for you would then be, what do you propose we do about it?
I am afraid he would not appreciate my deepest sentiments.
You might be surprised.
Well, if the potentate appreciates the fact that I believe Peter needs to be eliminated. Yes, that would surprise me.
By eliminated, you mean diplomatically removed?
By eliminated, Supreme Commander, I mean eliminated.
I will talk with His Excellency before our flight back concerning your requests. And regarding the other issue, thank you for your candor.
Ah, yes, yes, I am very anxious to hear. How was your meeting?
I must say, Your Excellency, you did pick a winner with the new African potentate.
Yes, 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 I found him very suggestible, very open.
Open, sir?
Oh, from the beginning. You see, Leon, I hypnotized him on the phone once. Told him he would be unswervingly loyal to me, that my enemies would be his enemies and my friends his friends.
You're not serious.
Shall I prove it? He is willing to eliminate Peter, and he means eliminate.
You are serious.
But he wants them all in on it, all 10 of them. Well, how am I doing, Leon?
That is amazing, sir. Truly amazing.
As I know he will make a wonderful contribution to the global community.
Have you ever done that to me, Your Excellency?
What, done what?
Planted thoughts.
Ah, Leon. I do not need to. You are my most trusted friend and advisor.
Of course, Your Excellency.
Yes, but with Enoch, he will think about it for a while, then come forward with a brilliant suggestion.
And what is it he will suggest, Your Excellency?
A meeting in Jerusalem the morning before the gala. He will invite Peter and tell him it is to discuss his succession to my role if a certain plan of theirs is carried out. It would be a meeting of just Peter and the potentates.
All 10 of them?
Oh, yes. It will be held at the opulent new Global Community Grand Hotel where the ice sculptures have become so popular.
Ice sculptures, Your Excellency?
Isn't it whimsical? For the meeting, they will unveil a large sculpture of Peter himself, one that depicts him as a mighty angel, life-size, with huge wings adorned with pointed feathers. As the 10 are admiring it, each will break off one of the thick feathers with the razor-sharp ends. As Peter is wondering about the nature of the tribute they are paying him, each will plunge an icy dagger into him from different angles. Neck, eye, temple, heart.
At the same time, so no one can point the finger at the other.
The weapons will melt. The body will be transported to a crematorium in a bag brought in Scandinavian potentate Gustav's briefcase. The body will be burned to avoid the spread of the deadly disease that causes one to bleed to death through his mucous membranes.
Which will explain any blood in the meeting room.
Precisely.
Who will corroborate the disease? Dare they involve yet another party?
Oh, Leon, think! Old Gustav himself?
Ah, yes, Dr. Gustav. Who needs an outsider when one of the 10 can sign the death certificate? Marvelous, brilliant, Your Excellency.
Yes, yes it is. And the nicest thing of it all, Leon, is that it represents one of the last major items on our housekeeping list, if you will. Mop up Enigma Babylon and dispose of the two preachers, and our house will finally be in order.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Assassins by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry with music by Steve Wick. Directed and produced by Todd Bustine. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.